at that. Okay, The Freak is alive if you're a Wentworth fan on Foxtel. That's the old Prisoner remake. And it was going to end, and then because the fans went ballistic, and I was one of them too. I was like, you can't end it. It's the greatest show.
Yeah.
They brought back two more seasons.
Oh, that's good. And I like it when they listen to the fans.
The Freak is alive.
Oh, that's amazing. So you're talking to The Freak next.
Yeah, we're getting The Freak on. Her real name is Pamela Rabe, but we're not going to talk to her because she's like just like a thespian type. And she's like, oh, yes, you know, well, I've spent a lot of time, you know, dancing on the theatres, and that's boring. So I'm only going to talk to her as The Freak.
Oh, does she know that?
She's got no idea.
Oh.
And we're not even going to tell her beforehand. She'll just realise halfway through. When she's like, my favourite Shakespeare play. And I'm like, whatever. Did you ever put your finger in one of those prisoners? That's what I'll be asking. Stand by.
You wanted to be in character. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Well, she'll figure it out. It's coming up next. Uh-oh. The best series ever to come out of Australia. I'll say it. I don't care what anyone says. A lot of people love Packed to the Rafters. Yeah, whatever. Home and Away, Neighbours. They're all shit compared to Wentworth. This stuff, everyone's loving it internationally. Then they were going to finish it. And I, with millions of others, freaked out at Foxtel and said, no, you can't. And they've coughed up two more seasons. And the best news ever, everybody, is The Freak is alive. Yeah? That's
right.
The Freak's alive. The Freak's alive.
And you...
Here she is. Pamela Ray is her real name, but we know her as The Freak. She must love that, where people just yelling out, hey, Freak, when she's at Westfield and stuff. It must be a bit annoying.
Is it, Pamela?
Hello, Pamela. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. I mean, clearly I am here to raise the tone, I think. Have you both washed your hands?
Yes, of course we have. Yes.
I'm all over it. Don't worry, Pamela.
Are you wearing the gloves now? Or do you...
I certainly am.
Oh, I love that.
Hey, gloves, masks.
And I know you've done a lot of stuff. Like, you know, you're not just just a Wentworth only and, you know, busking in between. You've done a lot of great work. But has this got to be, like, when you're an iconic actress playing a role such as the governor of Wentworth, The Freak, that then had to go into the prison, you became a prisoner and then you were dead and now you're alive.
Yeah.
Is this what every actor's dream is to play a big role like this?
Well, it's my actor's dream. Yeah, it's fabulous. It's really, I mean, it's so unusual for a show to go this long as well.
Yeah.
And like you say, they thought they were going to wrap it up at the end of the seventh season, and then there was such a backlash, and they did a turnaround, and we've got a final 20 eps, and we're coming in for the kill now.
We're
in the middle of filming the final episodes of the final season, but...
And there's always so much pressure, isn't there, on that final episode to make it a good one, because many programs, they let us down with the finale, and others exceed our expectations. How do you feel that the finale will be received?
I think it's... I mean, they are so extraordinarily skilled at topping themselves every time. I mean, it's such binge-worthy TV, and they really pulled out all the stops for this one.
Yeah.
I still don't really know what's going to happen. I mean, they keep a lot of it under wraps for us. So, you know, I know the gist of where it might be going, but we really don't know the kind of details of how everybody ends up. Can't wait to read the script.
Now, Halloween's coming up. Do you just put on the Joan Ferguson outfit and just show up as her, or do you try and sort of mix it up a bit?
I try to mix it up. I mean, like, you know, yeah.
You don't do Halloween, do you?
Do you do Halloween?
You don't even do it.
I sit at home and watch everybody else dressing up. I turn the
Imagine if you just had the outfit on and the kids came around and you looked at them and just... Oh, it'd be the best. I'd love it.
The glove.
That would be really good, wouldn't it? Yeah.
No, they would freak out.
Hey, you know,
terrible feeling we're doing a Zoom Halloween this year.
Oh, no.
That's right.
Oh, you're down there in the contagion state, aren't you?
That's right. I mean, Joan Ferguson would be in heaven, wouldn't she? I mean, everybody in fear for their lives and using hand sanitizer. This is nothing better.
Joan, I don't know. If those that watch the show, you know that Pamela Ray's character, Joan the Freak Ferguson, constantly using the hand sanitizer and loves cleanliness and order, and she's mental. She's crazy. Yeah. Am I sort of portraying the character right? She's a Looney Tune, this woman.
She's just misunderstood, Kyle. Come on.
I seriously...
So I was wondering that. Like, when you play a bad character, do you? Is there a part of you that has to love your character in a way?
Yeah, it, like, absolutely.
See the good side.
And also because, I mean, for those people who watch it, and please, if you don't, do, because it's fabulous and it's all available. You can binge the whole thing now and watch it in a kind of three-day marathon if you want. But it's gritty and it's real and it's true. And even now, Joan Ferguson is a pretty gothic character. I mean, she's the evil within the prison, but also within us all, which is kind of why she keeps coming back.
I love it. Seriously.
Like a cockroach.
Yes.
she's there to test everybody. But the writers want to keep, you know, one foot grounded in something, in reality. And it's kind of my job to take some of those pretty extreme things and try to understand what the circumstances would be where somebody would behave like that. So, yes, I have to love her, and I have to believe her, and I do, actually. I think the writers have given me such great stuff to kind of chew on.
They're very good writers.
Have you ever read the script over your years of working on Wentworth and been really shocked by something that's coming up? What was that in the past?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, because it's always kind of mingled with, you know, a kind of ecstasy. I think when I...
a thrill of work.
Yeah.
Thinking, oh, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, yes.
I'm stealing someone's baby. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's things that there was this stuff. I mean, I loved it. It was a whole storyline that when poor Joan nearly burnt down the prison at the end of the third season and ended up in a mental health facility, but then was playing quite a long game with the psychiatrist who was working with her. And then when I turned the tables on him and got to say, "You fucked the wrong lunatic." I think when I read that line, I thought, oh, yes.
I've said that to heaps of chicks, by the way, just quietly.
I think they've said that to you, Kyle.
Yeah. This is seriously, like, you must be super. And I looked right back and I saw that you were once in a film with Hugh Grant and Portia de Rossi, Sirens.
Yes, with and without my clothes.
That's unbelievable. You've just done so many things. It's great though. See, who'd we have in? Who's the bloke that did the Wolf Creek thing? What's his name again?
John Jarrett.
Oh, we had John Jarrett in here, and we told him that. Who's the big director in America, Jackie, that was obsessed with John Jarrett's mental character? Oh, Tarantino.
Oh,
Tarantino
yes.
loves a villain. Do you know if Quentin Tarantino's seen your work? Because he would love the villainous character that you play.
Wouldn't he? Yes.
I'm going to send it to him.
Yeah.
He loves watching stuff like this. He'd be right into it.
He likes Australian actors too. You know, Damon Harriman was playing Charles Manson in that, you know,
that's right,
in Hollywood recently too. And God knows, I mean, Australian actors are the best. Everybody knows that.
You know what? They've got they've got a great work ethic. This is what you hear from my American friends in the film business. If they have one actor that's from anywhere and another one that's Australian they're choosing, they'll always choose the Australian because the Aussie will help the camera guy roll up the cords and hang around where other actors will be like, no, that's not my job. You know, and we have a good work ethic on set.
Yeah, I think the Wentworth set is absolutely the best for that. I mean, and I think it's because we're all used to working with lower budgets, with time constraints, and knowing that we have to be at the top of our game. And everybody does it with good humor, good spirit. And, you know, we've learned the hard way, but there's a great generosity and there's not a kind of toxic culture of competitiveness and all that crap that goes down, I think, in other film culture.
Well, look, we're going to bail, but just wanted to tell everyone about Wentworth Season 8. Starts July 28th. That's next Tuesday, 8:30 on Foxtel. And as the freak said, you can binge right now everything else if you haven't watched it. And I tell everyone.
I push this,
and I tell everyone, Wentworth. We got all the Wentworth merch the other day, and I was so excited to put the teal tracksuit on. And I opened up my bag, and then everyone's tracksuit was teal, like the proper Wentworth one, but mine was black. And I was like, what's the go here?
That might be a special Joan Ferguson edition.
I think it was. Well, it was definitely a special. Jackie, you knew more about it. Why did I get the black one?
They made it especially, didn't they? I thought,
I want one of those.
Only because of your size, that's why.
Oh.
It wasn't for any other reason.
What, so you're saying that they couldn't have got Boomer's tracksuit? I had to have a special one made for me.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
Shoot
the messenger.
Mayo, is that true? I'm just asking our guest booker, Pamela. Is that true?
Yeah, they called me and said, oh, we need his size, and I don't think he'll wear the teal, so we're going to get him black.
Wear teal.
Yeah, they know
you like
black.
Yeah, they're right. Okay, well, there you go. I feel good now.
That's okay, yeah, that's fine.
You've got to rock the teal, honestly. Robbie Magashiva, who plays Will Jackson, actually has his teals made up, and he wore them to the rap party. You know,
how good's he's a great actor too. I love that bloke. Yeah, I thought it was the guy.
The man on the planet.
I thought for a second that when I first saw him, he was that knob that was on Water Rats that ripped me off from the watch from Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, Jay LaGuire.
Oh, goddamn, don't say that name, Jay LaGuire. I still have issues with Jay LaGuire from robbing me of that watch. But anyway, this guy is brilliant. I think the whole cast is good and. Pamela Ray. It's brilliant, brilliant acting.
Thanks, Pamela, for talking to us.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye, everyone. There she is.
Stay sane.
Thank you. You too. There she is. The Freak from Wentworth.
It's every hour while you're working. Mm. But now at 10 past 10, it's back to Carl and Jackie O.
We're going to play Katy Perry's new song, Smile. Then we are back with some more news here at KISS.